If the Bible is right in saying that I'm made in the image and likeness of God, then you would look like a human being, right?
When I want to.
What?
When I want to look like a human being, I would look like a human being. When I want to look like a shooting star, I would look like a shooting star.
Here we go again.
Well, you just can't get away from it. The truth will follow you around and find you wherever you are, especially if you're looking for it. The point, the statement that you are made in the image and likeness of God does not mean that God is like you, but that you are like God. Do you understand that?
Well, I thought I did.
Really? Do you understand the implications of that?
Why don't you tell me what they are?
If you are like me, that means that you are not a being, not a physical form at all, but can take the form of a physical being whenever you wish. It also means that you can take whatever other form you wish, whenever you wish. This, by the way, you've done. It means that you are pure energy, with the power of creation expressing as a source of infinite wisdom and a demonstration of unconditional love. It means that you are not your body, but the essence that surrounds your body and creates it. It means that you are life itself, manifesting in a particular way at a particular time, because it pleases you to do so.
Yeah, well, I've got news. It's not always pleasing to be human.
Indeed. For many of you, it's displeasing much of the time. That's because you've forgotten who you are. You imagine you're separate from me, separate from life, and separate from each other. This imagining brings you the experience, and the experience of separation, an illusion, is the only thing that can bring you the experience of lack or insufficiency, another illusion. One illusion produces another, and this is the source of your displeasure. This is the source of your unhappiness. This is the source of your despair.
So what's the solution here? Assuming that all of this is an illusion, how do we deal with it?
I can give it to you in one word.
Well, don't let me stop you.
Service.
Service?
Service to life itself. When you serve life, life serves you. That's because you and life are one, and service to life is service to you. That's why God's job is to serve you.
No, you don't understand. It's the other way around. Our job is to serve God.
No, it's you who do not understand. Your job is not to serve God because God needs nothing from you. You thought that yesterday's God did, but tomorrow's God will not.
We won't have to serve tomorrow's God?
No, tomorrow's God will serve you. It's the function of God to do so. In fact, that's the eighth important difference between yesterday's God and tomorrow's God. Tomorrow's God does not ask to be served, but is the servant of all life.
Whoa, wait a minute. God is the master, not the servant. We are the servants, and it is ours to grovel at the master's feet.
I tell you this. A true master is not the one who creates the most servants, but the one who creates the most masters. It's my joy to demonstrate to you that you are all masters. I therefore place myself at your service, that you might remember. And when you place yourself at my service, you demonstrate your own mastery.
I thought you just said that we wouldn't have to serve you.
I did, and you will not. Serving God will no longer be a requirement on the blessed day that you embrace tomorrow's God. Yet when you do serve God through your own free will, in that moment you demonstrate that you need nothing, that you have everything, and that it is your great joy to give to God all that you have. And this is the definition of a master. Now, substitute the word life for the word God in the above sentence, and you'll have uncovered a secret formula for finding, indeed creating, peace, harmony, and happiness upon the earth. Serve life first in everything you think and say and do. Ask yourself, is this thought life-enhancing or life-depleting? Is this word life-enriching or life-detracting? Is this action life-supporting or life-damaging? This is the beginning way of all masters.